A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum, after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves. So he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. I remember hearing about an incident that took place between two very good friends. They worked together and shared many experiences. One day, one of the friends got her finger caught in the door somehow, and of course it caused her pain. She began to cry, not just a few tears, but almost uncontrollably. Her friend said to her, "Now what is really bothering you? What happened today?" Her friend could see that the pain caused by the sore finger was not the cause of the tears. There was something bigger going on, which was not obvious, the way the sore finger was, but something very real and very disturbing. I thought of that incident when I read today's passage from Mark. The man who was lowered from the roof of the house where Jesus and his many listeners were gathered was paralyzed. His need was obvious, but Jesus saw the greater need that man had, the need to be forgiven, and Jesus took care of that need. He offers forgiveness to the man, telling him his sins are forgiven. It is rather understandable that the scribes criticized Jesus for saying that the man's sins were forgiven. After all, sin is an offense against God, and how can a mere human being have the power to forgive an offense against God? As the scribe said, only God can forgive sin. But then Jesus performs a miracle and heals the man, a sign that he is indeed someone very special. Of course, what they did not know was that Jesus was God. Now, what does this miracle have to teach me? I have deeper needs than my obvious needs. For example, I may ask God for success at a certain project and not realize that I have a greater need for humility and not being so concerned about what others may think of me. Or I may be praying for a situation where there has been a misunderstanding. I am looking at the need I have to be understood, but not realize that the other person also needs the opportunity to express herself and be understood. I may be asking God for help with my obvious needs and not be aware of my deeper needs. When I become overwhelmed by my own weaknesses and can't even express them to God, Can I believe that God already knows my true needs and is taking care of them? Jesus saw the greater need the man had and forgave his sin. I am called to trust that God, who loves me more than I can imagine, is attentive to my greater needs, and is caring for me constantly. To realize this and to trust this is to have peace and to experience the freedom of a child of God. Dear faithful God, you are always alert, looking out for my good, providing for my needs, even when I don't know what they are. Help me to believe that you wait patiently for the faith that welcomes your healing presence in my life.